Okay, my name is Morgan. It is the 11th of June, 2007.
All right, and this is Josh interviewing. First thing we're going to talk about is religious life in Roswell. Okay. Do you attend a church?
I do attend a church.
Which church?
When I was younger, I attended Roswell United Methodist, and more regularly and more recently, I've been attending North Point Community Church, which I think is actually in Alpharetta.
Why the change?
Once I kind of started living my faith for myself, and it wasn't so much my parents, then I decided to branch out and look for my own church, and North Point fit the bill a little bit better than Roswell United Methodist did.
Okay. So has your faith always been pretty important in your life?
Actually, not really until recently. I really only went to church, Christmas Eve and Easter, that kind of thing, for most of my life up until about sophomore year, and then it became probably the biggest thing in my life.
How would you describe the transformation, and what caused you to become more interested in it?
I don't know, I was really unhappy for a while in high school. I guess that kind of happens with a lot of high school kids. And I understood enough that I knew I was searching for something and that something was missing, but I just didn't figure, I couldn't, it took me a while to figure out what. And then I joined an organization called Student Venture through Roswell High School, and they just brought, just an example of the gospel that I had never heard before, just a lot more about love and less about like the no's and what you can't do that I had understood about religion thought I understood for a really long time. So it just appealed to me a lot more and gave me something to live for, which has seriously improved my life since.
So how does Student Venture operate through the high school?
They're not given incredible free rein with the high school. They're allowed to advertise their meetings and give flyers about their events and stuff, but that's about as far as it goes. They're not, the leaders aren't really allowed to go on campus, and so the flyers and stuff mostly through students, and the organization itself is not allowed to meet on campus. So we usually met in houses and stuff. Although I think there was a few months where we met in the school, and then some parents didn't really like that, so we met outside the school again.
Okay. Has the Christian faith been important for other people that you know, that you went to high school with, that you grew up with?
Oh, yeah. There was, I had an amazing group of friends in high school that we all just kind of held each other accountable and encouraged each other in our faith and pretty much everything that we did. So, yeah, I'd say there's a big group of people.
That you know of, has, church life been important in Roswell historically?
I would say so. I mean, is it Magnolia Drive, I think it is, or something like that, over by Pine Grove and Mimosa. There's church after church. Most roads in Roswell, there's so many churches, and most of my friends, whether it's because of their parents or not, attend a church every Sunday and have for a while. Although as they get older, they either shy away from it or get more involved in their own way. But yeah, I'd say church life is really important in Roswell.
What would you say are the biggest churches or the churches that get the most attendance?
In Roswell specifically, or?
Yeah, I mean, that you know of, Roswell, Alpharetta.
Okay, North Point Community Church is definitely, their numbers are in the thousands by far. That's Alpharetta. In Roswell, I know Roswell United Methodist is a really big following. I'm not really sure about other churches in Roswell. Northbrook United Methodist, I think that might be in Roswell. I think they have a few. So those are the big ones I can think of right now.